as you reflect on where you are in terms of being world-class in all of the core areas of your life, that will build better awareness. With better awareness, you're going to make better choices. Of course you will. That's what makes us human. We can make better choices. And when you make better choices in your days, you're going to see better results in your life. So on a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being mediocre, 10 being world-class, I would like you to write down a number as to where you are in being world-class as a human being this very moment. Pause the recording, write down the number, and then come back. Okay, wonderful. Welcome back. The next thing I'd like you to do is write one paragraph on the gap. And here's what I mean by that. Write a paragraph articulating where is the gap and why is there a gap between where you now are and where you want to be. So if you're at a 5 right now, write down why is there the gap. It might be because you haven't found the love of your life. It might be because you don't feel you're in world-class physical condition. It might be because you don't love the work that you do. Whatever it is, start to write about why there is the gap between the person that you now are and where you want to be in terms of being world-class. Again, pause the recording. Please do this. It's so important that you engage in this exercise to get the results that I want for you. Okay, again, welcome back. Now you have a sense of awareness as to where you are on the world-class scale, and number two, why there's that gap. With that in mind, let me share the 8 elements of a world-class life. We're going to start with number 1, being world-class health. I truly believe that your health is your wealth. And if you don't have good health, you have nothing. I remember about a year ago, the kids and I were walking in a park behind our home. And it was one of those magical autumn evenings. The sun was setting and the sky looked incredibly beautiful. And as I was laughing with my 2 favorite people and talking and admiring the beauty of the scene around us, I noticed at the edge of the park, there was a man who was kind of shuffling. He was moving very slowly. His head was looking down towards the ground. And as I grew closer to him, I realized that this man had some kind of an illness. It seemed to me that he'd experienced a stroke or something of that nature. And I thought to myself, no matter how much money this man has, no matter what his title might be, no matter what kind of house he lives in, he really doesn't have anything because he can't enjoy this precious moment. In so many ways, the greatness of life comes down to the simple pleasures. And if you don't have your health, you can't experience those. I was sitting down with one of my mentors a little while ago, and he looked at me and he goes, "Robin, I'm really into breezes these days." "What do you mean you're into breezes?" And he goes, "I love the smell of breezes. I've developed an appreciation of breezes." You know, that made me laugh, but again, it's the simple pleasures of life that are so important. I promise you this, at the end of your life, the things that you now perceive to be the big things, they might be the little things. And the things you now perceive to be the little things, like breezes and laughing with your family and being kind to strangers, at the end of your life, you might get to a realization that those were actually the big things. And most importantly is your health. You do not want to be the richest person in the cemetery. You do not want to be the richest person in the graveyard. It makes me think of that Hebrew saying, when we are young, we would sacrifice all of our health for wealth. And when we get old, we would sacrifice every bit of our wealth for just one good day of health. A while ago, there's a gentleman that I know who invited my kids and myself over to his place. Colby is really into sports cars, and this gentleman had just bought a world-class exotic sports car. And as we drove up to this man's house, it was a mansion. The kids went off with him, and he was such a kind man, and he treated them so well. I had the opportunity to have a conversation with his wife. And as we were walking through the home, she pointed to the swimming pool, and she said, "You see that swimming pool?" I said, "Yes." She said, "Do your children like to swim?" I said, "They love it." She said, "Well, you should bring them over sometime because we never get a chance to use that pool." I said, "Well, thank you." We moved through the house, and she points to the tennis court, and she says, "You see that tennis court?" I said, "Yeah, it's a gorgeous tennis court." She said, "Well, do your children play tennis?" I said, "They do." She said, "Why don't you bring the children by sometime?" "It's because we never use that court." I said, "Okay, I will. Thank you." As we kept on walking, she took me to this incredible theater room, an entertainer room full of games, etc. And she said, "Do your children like this kind of thing?" I said, "You know, my kids, they love games. They love all this kind of thing. It would be amazing for them to see this room." She says, "Well, bring them by sometime because we never get a chance to use this." And then after I reflected, I looked at her and I said, "You know, why don't you get a chance to use that beautiful swimming pool, that incredible tennis court, and this room here?" She looked at me and she said, "You know, all my husband's life, he's been building his business, and he's a very, very good man. And now, just when we're getting to enjoy all the gifts from his hard work, he's fallen ill, and we spend most of our time in the hospital." The point is simply this. It's so important to put your health first. We take our health for granted until we lose it. And yet when we lose it, we spend 24/7, all of our waking time, trying to get it back. You know, I was thinking about this recently. How about those times when you have a really bad flu? Let's say you're very healthy, generally speaking, but you have a really bad flu, and you're laying in bed. Just think about how you...